where in Simen Kuf Tzadik Vav, in the Halachas of Zimun, we're up to Siv Gimel, we'll be doing Gimel and Dalet. Shlosh she'achlu ke'echad, three people are eating together. Echad nisar mipas ovid kechavim, ve'echad eina nisar. So there's a halacha where pas palter of a non-Jew, the bakery bread of a non-Jew, mi'ikar adin, we hold it's mutter to eat, there's a chumrah of not eating it. What happens if you have three people, one of them does not eat pas nachri, and the other one does eat it? O echad mem kohen va'ochel chalas, or one is a kohen and is eating challah, even though the one that is careful about pas akum could not eat together with the one who is not careful, and velo yisrael im akohen, and the yisrael cannot eat alongside the kohen because he's eating challah, since the one that is not particular, he will eat pas akum, he could eat from the one who is zohir's bread, and a kohen can eat chulin. He doesn't have to eat challah. Mitztarfin. The halacha is that there's a tziruf, meaning the halacha is that if you have two people, one of which can eat from the other one, but the other one can't eat from the first one, so the halacha is since one of them can eat from the other one's stuff, there is a tziruf of zimun. Avlam ha you kohen and zar ochlim keechad. What happens if you have a kohen and a zar? The kohanim eat challah, and they're also careful from pasal akum. And this zar is eating pas akum. There's no tziruf, because here neither one can eat from the other one. The Yisrael can't eat from the kohen because he's eating challah. The kohen can't eat from the Yisrael because he is nizar in pas akum. So altogether, neither one can eat from the other one. There's no tziruf. Three people that assert hanah from one another. Each one made a neder that there wouldn't be nana from the other ones. What happens if these two people are mudar hanah, but they're both eating bread belonging to a third party? There's no iser, because they can both eat the same food. Now, so what did it say here, that if you have two people that are mudur hanah from one another, they cannot be mitztarif. They cannot be mitztarif to zimun. Now, what happens if one is mudur hanah from two, and the two from that one? The same halacha would apply. What happens if two were mudur hanah from one of them, but he's not mudur hanah from them, since he could be nana from them? The halacha is that they are mitztarif to zimun. The Mishnah Berurah goes through some other cases. What is that? Number one, one's eating milchiks, one's eating fleishiks. So he says the one who's eating milchiks could rinse his mouth and eat the bread that the ochle fleishiks are eating. Even though the ones that are eating fleishiks would have to wait before they eat the bread of the one who was eating milchiks. Not only that, but the minag is that the one eating milchiks, since he can eat the other one, whereas the other one can't eat from him, he's the one that's mezamein. The one that can eat both is the one that is mezamein. One is eating hard cheese that one has to wait 6 hours after, sharp cheese, and the other one is eating basar. They neither can eat from the other one. There, the halach is that there would not be any tziruf. Similarly, for Ashkenazim who are knowing that they do not eat meat for the entire 9 days from Rosh Chodesh Av, even though Medina the Mishnah, it's only in the Suda Mavsekes, But we're no lahachmir, and then you get others that are not noig lahachmir. They're eating together in the 9 days. Since the one who is not eating basar is allowed to eat from the other one, from the other one's bread, the halachi is that they are mitzarif lezimun. Now another case, the case of three people that are mudur hanah from one another. I made a mistake there. The one who's eating fleishiks couldn't eat milchiks because you can't eat fleishiks after The one who's eating fleishiks cannot eat milchiks because you cannot have milchiks after fleishiks. The one who's eating milchiks cannot eat fleishiks there because it's in the 9 days and he's knowing not to eat it. So there, they couldn't be mitztarif lezimun. But the exception would be what happens if they ate together before they started the milk or the meat, meaning each one just ate a kazayas of bread together. So at that point, they were allowed to eat from one another's bread. So there, the halacha would be that they would be mitzdarif. They would be mitzdarif lezimun. Sif dalet ein mezamnin al misha ochel pachas mikazayas. You can't make zimun on anyone that eats pachas mikazayas. Zimun is dafka bekazayas or more.